Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Give you all the praise, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Let's say thank you, Jesus. Who is ready for Jesus tonight? Amen. Tonight, there will be no holding back. In the course of my teaching, there's going to be several outbreaks of the Spirit. And the reason for that is because it is not everything that can be taught. Some things can be caught. You will catch yours. You will catch yours in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, listen. There's a reverb I don't like. In my teaching tonight, it will be contained in it will be the blueprint for 2024. So listen attentively. Is that okay now? The blueprint. Is that clear? Very important. Now let's turn our Bibles quickly. I'm going to be teaching on the subject titled Exodus. Exodus. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Exodus, actually. Amen. Are you there? The book of Exodus, chapter number 3. Exodus chapter number 3, start the reading from verse 1. There will have to be several activations. Well, there's nothing we can do to help it. How many of you are hungry for activations of the Spirit? There will have to be. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight while the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said unto him, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Draw not nigh either. Put up thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, and the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry, by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, to bring them up out of the land into a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanite and the Hittite, the Amorite and the Perizzite, the Hivite and the Jebusite. Now therefore, behold, the cry of my children, of the children of Israel, is come unto me, and I've also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now therefore, I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Clear instruction. What did God say he has seen? Their cry. their pain, their affliction, by the reason of their taskmasters. And God was giving Moses very clear instruction. Go and get them out. Somebody is coming out of bondage tonight.
Amen.
People don't usually say amen like one woman means this. Somebody is coming out of bondage tonight.
Amen.
The grip of taskmasters is breaking.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. The anointing is not in the way I shout. As I'm speaking, things are happening. Somebody is being set free tonight.
Yeah.
I said somebody is being set free tonight.
Yeah.
So that was what God said. They've been there. So the question is, if you have time, go back and check my teaching I taught in this line last year. This is the part two of my crossover message last year. And I held on till this moment for a reason. If you will listen to my teaching on reversing the mistakes of Joseph, Joseph brought them to Egypt, his brothers. But it was not strategic. So they began to multiply. The man who was in power had died. The Bible said a king rose that does not or did not know Joseph. That did not make historical sense. For a man who rescued them from what would have been their doom, it should not be forgotten. But when you are not strategic, those who are strategic will rewrite history. And they will write it in their favor. God is giving somebody wisdom.
Amen.
Okay? So they got into slavery. And when that king rose, he said, see, these guys are multiplying. They should not be here. And the king drafted out a curriculum, the most destructive I've seen. You're about to see the Bible in a different light. It brought something strange. He said, these guys are mightier. Look at it. The book of Exodus chapter number 1. Look at it. He said, come, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. And it come to pass when they fall out a war, they join unto our enemies and fight against us. So get them up out of the land. Yes, verse 11. Therefore, they did set over them taskmasters. There was something that king saw that warranted this. Look at it. Exodus chapter number 1 from verse 8. Say, there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, behold, the children of Israel are more and mightier. How can you enslave people who are more than you? Then who have more might? Because when you have it and you don't know you have it, you'll be enslaved. They were more than they were mightier. But someone could use his authority and put them in chains. And he drafted out a curriculum. He said, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. And when it comes to pass, when they fall out of war, they join our enemies and fight against us. Let's get them out of the land. So they did set taskmasters over them. And this went on for another couple of years. He said, when their wives are giving birth, let's kill the boys. Very destructive plan. And preserve the girls. Their gender will end once a generation is wiped out. Now this is what I want to show you. Years passed. God saw that the suffering was too much. They were crying. They were groaning. They were weeping. It was bad. It was not ending. So God said, Moses, go and get my children out of that place. And then I will take you to a land flowing with what? Milk and honey. Even the land of Canaan. You will drive out the enemies there. This is one scripture I read, and I saw that God was frustrated. Even God. What did it take to bring them out of Egypt? It took the mighty hand of God. God gave Egypt different blows on different sides, plagues upon plagues. You have to get my children out of that place. He said, Israel is my firstborn. Get them out. And finally, God said, I'm going to give Pharaoh the final punch and he will let you go. And God did. And Pharaoh said, you know what? Now that all the firstborns are dead, you guys will get out. So Moses gave them an exodus without loss. Nobody died. Everyone he met in Egypt, he brought them out of it. In fact, he brought extra, called the mixed multitude, brought them out of Egypt. And they went. And then we began to discover. Now, this is the crux of where I'm going with this teaching. It didn't take God too much to get them out of Egypt. But it took God everything to get Egypt out of them. And I read and I saw how God himself was frustrated. And God will call Moses. Let's wipe these guys out. Let me start something new with you. But then Moses pleaded with God. He said, lest they will say, that you are the God who had the power to bring them out of Egypt, but you don't have the power to take them to the land you promised them, so you kill them. He said, don't do that. But eventually, we found out that even God did not have the power to bring them to the promised land. And that's where I'm going tonight. I'm going to explain. Because we have to pray. Let me describe what's happening. Have you had a friend, someone that you used to remember your childhood days, the way you play, the way you laugh, the way you sit down and gist and talk about things, and you have disconnected for years only to reconnect with the person, and you looked forward to meeting that friend again, and every time you talk over the phone you say, I can't wait to see you. And just when you get there, and within 5 minutes of conversation, it occurred to you that the friend I used to know is no more here. He's gone. Life has separated us. There's no meeting point anymore. You try to relate ideas, you can't meet. Because life has happened. Let me share a story with you. I used to pastor an orphanage home. And there was this girl that was collected from a madwoman. She followed the mother as a madwoman till age 9. So when the girl was brought in, rehabilitation started, started schooling her, homeschooling, then she could join her mate in school, became the smartest in school. And I remember then, I told myself that as soon as God bless me, I'm going to come back here. And I'm going to adopt this girl. I'm not going to leave her. She was my favorite. And I looked forward to that moment. And when things began to change, I sent for her. They said she was no more there. I said, search everywhere in this universe. Get me this girl. And finally we spoke over the phone. Within the first 3 minutes of conversation, it occurred to me, that's one of my most painful conversations ever, that the girl I used to know is gone for life. Life has happened. She's now injurious. She's hardened. She just wants to survive. She just, any way, anyhow, even if it means prostitution, let me just survive. And my heart broke. I said, you know what? I'm going to get back to you. And that was exactly what was playing out. The Israel that came to Egypt was not the Israel that was living. God was talking about the fact that I want my children out. But the Israel that was living, that was experiencing that exodus, life has happened to her. The curriculum that Pharaoh set had changed something. That even if God will succeed to bring you out, you will not be useful for that God. And that's what is happening to people. We seem to have gone through some curriculums that even if God was able to bring you into a new place, it looks like he cannot bring that whole thing out of you. And we saw God again and again frustrated. Let me show you a scripture. So I say, are you saying God can be frustrated? Yes, he was. He was. Look at the book of Deuteronomy chapter number 1. Deuteronomy chapter number 1. I start the reading from verse 26. If you are there, say amen. Look at it. Deuteronomy chapter number 1 from verse 26. Notwithstanding, ye would not go up, but ye rebelled against the commandment of the Lord. All right, and ye murmured. Now, let me go back to verse 21 so that you can have contextual understanding. Behold, the Lord thy God set the land before thee. Go up and possess it. As the Lord God of thy fathers has said unto thee, fear not, neither be discouraged. And as he came near unto me, every one of you, and said, we will send men before us that they shall search out the land and bring us word again by what way we must go up into what cities we shall come. And the saying pleased me well. And I took 12 men, one of a tribe, and they turned and went up into the mountain, and they came into the valley of Eshcol and searched it out. And they took up the fruit. Now God was telling them to go and search out the promised land. They took up the fruit in the land in their hand and brought it down unto us and brought us word again and said, it is a good land which the Lord our God doth give us. Notwithstanding, ye would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord. And ye murmured in your tent and said, so when they came back, they said, where we went to scout is a good land. But they were actually locked up in their tents. And look at what they were saying. He said, he murmured in your tent. All right. And said, because the Lord hated us, he has brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorite, to destroy us. Whither shall we go up, our brethren? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, the people is greater and taller than we. The cities are great and walled up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the son of the Anakims there. Then I said unto you, dread not, neither be afraid of them. The Lord your God, which goeth before you, shall fight for you according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. Let me explain what was happening. You know, that thing Pharaoh did to them, those years of slavery, those years of pain, those years of hardship, those years of agony, it was like might was forever flogged out of them. This usually happened to prisoners. Usually when it happened, they will say the prisoner is institutionalized. That is, when a prisoner stays in prison for a long time, he can no longer find any definition to himself outside the walls of the prison. Because everything that makes sense, everything that makes him feel important, the fact that they call him master is actually within the walls of the prison. He is a boss in slavery, but he's a nobody in freedom. And that's what was happening. Whatsoever it was Pharaoh did to them, they could not recover. They could no longer see themselves in the fullness of who they are. They had suffered so much, they could not believe what God was giving them. They could not believe that God could have a plan like this for them. When they went there, the people that the Red Sea parted for, the people that manna fell from heaven for, the people that wanted meat and God used his wind to bring quails for, The people that saw God descend in fire and spoke with Moses face to face, yet all those experiences could not bring might back. You know, there's a way life treats you. And even after you have been restored, you just can't see yourself in your God-given position again. And you wonder why this person is doing like this. Just can't see it. Let me show you a bit of description of these guys that said, it was God who said, go. I have gone ahead of you. They came back and began to cry. We know God hated us. We know. That's why he said we should go there. Let me show you these guys. Give me the book of Psalms 114. Psalms 114. Let's start the reading from verse 1. Look at these guys. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will know who you are tonight.
Amen.
I didn't hear that amen enough.
Amen.
You will see who you are.
Amen.
You will no longer run from those who have been designed to annihilate.
Amen.
You will see who you are. Look at these guys. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language. Yes. Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. The people that the sea saw and ran. The people that Jordan saw and was driven back. Mountain skipped like rams for them, and little hills like lambs. Verse 5. Now a question was asked to those mountains. What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fleedest, and thou Jordan, that thou was driven back? Yes. Ye mountains that ye skip like rams, and ye little hills like lambs. Yes. They replied, tremble, thou head. We are not seeing Israel when we look. We see the Lord. Tremble thou earth at the presence of the Lord and at the presence of the God of Jacob. This is what we see when we look at them. Well, what was Israel seeing? They were seeing their defeat. They couldn't see themselves in the fullness of who God called them. And we have seen this happen several times in the Bible. Gideon was sifting wheat to hide from the Amalekites until the angel came and called him, thou mighty man of valor. A mighty man who didn't know that he carries might. You are more than what you think you are. I know life has beaten you to a certain extent, and it's now difficult to see yourself in the fullness of who you are. It does not change who you are. You can carry it and not even know it. There are apostles who are not aware they are apostles. There are those that will turn the world around who are not even aware. It looks like what happened is so deep they can't see it. But you'll see it tonight.
Amen.
Lift your hands. Say, I see it.
I
say loud and clear, I am more than this.
I am more than this.
I am not my situation.
I am not my problems.
I am not my problems. I am more than this. I carry God. I carry God. I understand that people have tried to give you names based on the shallowness of their mind. It doesn't change who God calls you. This was the guys that was running. The people that the sea saw and fled. As a matter of fact, in Numbers 23, Balak went to hire Balaam and he said, I want you to curse me, Israel. Defy them for me. Release curse. And the Bible said he offered 7 bullocks and 7 rams on 7 altars. That's 14 times 7. And every time he opened his mouth to curse them, what was coming out was blessings. As a matter of fact, he said, I see Israel, I see Judah, I reign like a lion. He said, he has commanded me to bless, and that I will do. There is no divination against Israel, neither is there enchantment against Jacob. It has happened several times in the Bible. There was a man, the champion of God. He stood tall in his stature, defied the army of the Lord. 40 days. And he will roar every morning, I defy the God of Israel. Is there no man amongst you to fight me? And he will curse the God of Israel. And there was a small shepherd boy that was sent to deliver food, victuals to his brother. And he heard that giant gloating. He said, look at the question David asked. What will be done for the person that kills this guy? As far as I'm concerned, he's dead.
Oh, yes.
I just want to know my reward. They said the family will no longer pay tribute. Then he's going to be married to the king's daughter. Ah, I like that girl. And David went to meet Saul. I'm going to go against that guy, and I'm going to kill him for you. That was a teenager talking. Saul said, now look, let's look at the contrast. You are but a youth, and this man has been fighting from the days of his youth. Meaning that Goliath had track record from the days of David. David should have his own track record. He said, no, you are too small to fight him. And David said, when your servant was keeping his father's sheep, a lion came and a bear took my sheep. He said, I killed the lion and I killed the bear. That was not the miracle. The miracle was that I took my sheep out alive. This is my track record. If I can risk my life for a sheep, how much more the nation of Israel? That was what God saw. Listen, if you will not learn to combine audacity with what you carry, life will move on. You are stepping into that phase of your life where you must become bold. Those who cowered and stayed behind, they will miss God and miss what God has for them. And Saul gave David his armor and he said, go. My God will go. And David said, I can't wear this thing, it's too heavy. And David took what he was used to. Listen, when this power comes, you are not changing strategy. It is the same thing with empowered results. The same thing. The difference is that now there is power. Okay? And he took stones, 5 smooth stones. And he said, Goliath said, am I a dog that you send this guy? David said to him, you have come against me with a spear. He said, I come against you in the name of the Lord of Israel's army, whom you have defied. As a matter of fact, David gave a secret. He said, I'm not seeing the giant. I am seeing an uncircumcised Philistine. If you are not circumcised, you are not covered. If you are not covered, you are vulnerable. I see a man who is exposed. A stone is enough for you. We all look, but we see differently. When he launched the stone, the power of God assisted it. Anybody could have seen that this guy is an uncircumcised guy. He's vulnerable. But it takes the one who is audacious. In the next coming phase, in the next coming year, audacity will be a major requirement. It is not enough that you have a good heart. Manifest it. Only God knows the heart. Men reward based on what they see. And when he launched, God launched. You know what I discovered? Anybody who saw that could have launched. Anybody. But Saul couldn't see it. You will see it. Huh? The way you are saying that amen is weak. You will see it. You will see it. And that giant will fall and crumble. Again, I say you will see it. Sometimes, people can't just see it anymore. They've heard so much negativity, they can no longer believe that God is still up to something. And they keep asking themselves, can anything important come out of me? as if they are dead. But who is it that says a thing when God has not said it? In this season, you will look and you will see. You will see correctly. Particularly, you will see the investment of God upon your life. Let me tell you something. Sometimes ago, in the lowest moment of my life, I sat down in my room praying. I was living in the room that the roof was made with sack of rice. The window was just zinc and they just nailed some things there. And I sat down in the middle of the night praying. And suddenly my eyes opened. And I saw an angel of the Lord beside me. Took the posture I took. But I saw that this angel, their head was towering above the roof. And was projecting beyond the roof. And was revolving like a surveillance camera. I was not laughing. And I said, what is this? And God said to me, when I said, touch not my anointed, it's not an advice, it's an instruction. We are more than what we think we are. There is vast array of defense around your life. See, listen, it is not until you understand who you are, from the day God programmed, this is what your life is about, there are this part of angels. I was ministering somewhere, year 2009 or 2010. I was invited to preach somewhere. And I was just teaching. Just simple teaching. And all of a sudden, the pastor's wife got up and ran towards where I was standing and dashed her head into the glass of the pulpit. And she was manifesting. And all the choir members got up and they were using their bare fingers to scratch the wall open, manifesting in a strange demonic manner. I said, what's going on? But there was a particular girl in the auditorium that her own manifestation was strange and unique. So they took her for deliverance. And she said, I was told that a man of God was coming from Ile-Ife. And I was sent here to send him on a journey of no return. So interesting. I'm already on the journey of no return. Interesting. So what happened? Then she brought out a red mirror from her back. She goes to any program with that mirror. And she had a pin. When she sit down, she's not just looking at her body. They think she's just looking at the glass. She's looking at the stature of the man in the mirror. And she said, usually all she has to do is to use the pin to pierce any part of the body. He will develop some pain after the meeting. They will diagnose it and call it something. He will die shortly after. And I say, okay, what now happened to you? So she brought out her pin. Then suddenly, I discovered that the man of God grew wings. Say, okay, I don't have wings. Say, the wings separated into two. Okay? And then they became two tall beings. And they were standing. Say, okay. Say, one of them, from the altar, stretch his hand and touch her head. Say, he touch your head? That's why you are doing like this? What if he slaps you? What if he knocks you? That was about 14 years ago. How much more what we carry now? Listen to what I'm saying. We may look simple. The protocol around our life is more than what any president can afford. We are heavily defended. You may not understand that. God told me. He said, I want you to enter the city of Abuja in the midst of the chaos. I have sent you here. We are not to be pitied. That's not our... Stop trying to make people understand the situation to the point of pitying you. What will bail you out is on you. It's not coming from anywhere. Everything you need for the next phase is trapped on the inside. Unleash. Out of your belly flows rivers. I see somebody carrying the spirit of audacity. It's practical. The days of fears, hiding, running, The days of being a coward is over.
Amen.
You carry a light that should shine, and nations must help it.
Amen.
After tonight's meeting, you will notice that fear is gone forever.
Amen.
I can share different experiences with you. I tell my people, I say, sometimes, even me, when I look at myself in the mirror, I'm afraid of what I see. How much more a devil? Say it again, I'm not ordinary.
I'm not ordinary.
Let me share a very funny story. Is that okay? Very funny story. Very funny story. Don't laugh. Years back, I fell into trouble. I was washing outside my house, and a chicken was messing up. No, first it was a goat. So the goat was just, I've been meaning that goat, because that goat came and did something. So I've been waiting. So finally it came back. In fact, we became so injurious. Goats told other goats to avoid these people. You know, we didn't know they could talk. So, but this particular goat came, and I picked a stone. I just whiffed it for the goat. And the goat, the stone hit the leg of the bone and broke it. The bone came out. Ha. I look at my hands. The goat was limping and shouting to the owner. I say, I'm not there. Another time came. I was doing the same thing again. The chicken was trying to perch around. I took another stone and weaved it at the chicken. Telling you a true life story. The stone removed the neck. Pew, straight. It didn't sever it. It removed it completely. Ah, my ass. I asked God, what's going on? And he told me something very simple. He said, you are the one that asked me to anoint your hands. Since you have decided to be throwing stones with it. Look at your hands. Say, my hands are for signs and wonders. Look at those hands again. Say, these hands are not ordinary. They are for signs and wonders. Now let's do something quickly. And I want the ushers to please be on standby. Just sit down, don't worry. Just something you want to do. Give me the book of Acts of the Apostles 10 verse 38. Acts of the Apostles 10 verse 38. Acts of the Apostles 10 verse 38. There's so much anointing here tonight. It's an empowerment night. Are you there? Look at it. Look at your hands now. Say, my hands are for signs and wonders. How God anointed. What's your name? Come on, let's go again. How God anointed. Put your name there. Let's go again. It has not dawned on you yet. I'm not ordinary. It's not for pastors. It's for any believer that sees it. How God anointed. What's your name? How God anointed Femi Lazarus with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about in 2024? I'm going about, doing good, and healing all, not the few, healing all that are oppressed of the devil. Why? For God. Never allow life beat you down so much so you can never see God in your midst again. Look at those hands again. See how God anointed Femi Lazarus with the Holy Ghost and with power. Now, listen, what is going to happen now is that the reality of the anointing you have been walking with without knowing
will begin to speak now.
Amen.
Nobody is going to lay hands on you. Put those hands on your head. You know they are anointed. There is a release from your inside. Say it loud and clear. Our God.
Our God.
Anointed.
Anointed.
What's your name?
With
the Holy Ghost.
With the Holy Ghost.
And with power.
With power.
Now help those under the anointing. Say it again. Our God.
Our God.
Anointed.
Kasha
Father Kai Father Kai Tafada Tish. You have always carried it. It is speaking now. It doesn't matter the condition you were when you came. Our God anointed. Our God anointed. Femi Lazarus. For the Holy Ghost. And power. Look at those hands again. I am no longer ordinary. I'm no longer normal. My hands are heavy because of the anointing. I carry it. I can heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, set the captives free. I am anointed. God is with me. This is the new normal. There are some of you seated here who are fantastic singers, but you are coming into an awareness of your ordination.
Amen.
That you will no longer do what you do as others do it. There is a consciousness and a manifestation of the anointing. Some of you are speakers. You no longer just speak. There are businessmen and businesswomen that are anointed, carrying the anointing. Ibuku Awosika said when she was made the chairman of the bank, what bank, what first bank, whatever about, said she went with her friends, anointed, sons of the oil. And they took a bottle of oil and they stood and they missed the reception and they anointed from the reception down to the office. And she went to the edge of the chair and said, Jesus, this is yours. Rule over this affair. And they prayed. Some of you are carrying the anointing that you will take over sectors. Listen, listen. It is the Daniel grace. You will take over systems without stress. It is the Joseph grace. The fact that you are not holding the mic does not change the fact that you are anointed. Say it again, our God anointed. What's your name? With the Holy Ghost. Woo. With the Holy Ghost and power. With the Holy Ghost and power. Now this is the consciousness we carry. We don't make the mistake of the Israelites going to complain and murmur, this is another 2024, January is so long. Keep quiet! If you can't speak faith, don't speak at all. In the next coming days, you must only speak what you want to see. The anointing upon your life is to partner with God in creating. You will have what you say. I see nations calling on certain individuals. Come and help us. Come and help us. Come and help us. It is the covenant over your life. And you must see it to walk in it. The Israelites could not see themselves, and God could not help them. He said, all the generation that left Egypt will not enter the promised land. Why? They could no longer see themselves. They've seen too much problems. They couldn't believe they knew. What is God saying about me? All things have passed away. You've made mistakes in the past, it's gone. Forgive yourself, get up, dust yourself, and move on. There is an ordination. There's a rank you must enter. There's a file. There's an army arrayed. You can't waste time crying. There is an army that is not complete without you. Get up on your feet, everyone, as men of war.
I take my place in the rank and file of what God is doing. I am aware of what my life is cut out for. I refuse to see the past. I see the anointing upon my life and I step into my ordination. I refuse to believe the voice of the enemy about me. I step into my God-ordained place. This is my ordination. This is my ordination. I see it. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. It is one thing to have an exodus. It is another thing to be aware of the fellow exiting. Stand as men of war. It doesn't matter the injury you came here with. You have a place in God's scheme of things. You are getting back in the rank and file of what God is doing. Say it loud and clear. I am anointed. Say it again with everything within you. I may not feel it. I understand that the anointing is not a feeling. It is a reality. I am anointed. There is a new door that is opened for you. Listen. And you must enter discerning who you are. It is not favor. You are actually needed. Listen. Let me explain something. When Joseph was in the prison and he interpreted the dream of those guys, he told them, when you come out, tell the king about me. Who was to tell the king about him? A butler. But God was looking from above. Joseph, you are only desperate to get out. That is not you. The day you will step out, you will become the prime minister. That same day. So, it is not favor that will speak for you. You will be needed. There are certain doors that did not open. Not because God is bad, but because they are small. And it looks like time is passing again. It is for you to know who you are. And a time came that the king had a dream. And the boy said, I remember. Some people will have to forget you so you can imagine the right way. The right way. With dignity. See, I remember my sins today. While we were in the prison, there was a guy interpreting our dreams, blah, 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 blah. The king said, go and call him. The Bible said they brought him in hastily. That is, Joseph, they knew now is the time. And Joseph said, wait, let me shave. And he shaved. They didn't say shave. He said, let me shave. Because the mindset I have in the prison, I know the day I come out, I'm never going back. So he shaved. And he by himself changed his own clothes. What was he saying? I know I'm not going back. That's a mindset. And when he stood before Pharaoh, do you know if he had come with the beards and the dirty clothes, he could interpret the dream since he looked like a prisoner? Go back to where you look like.
But because of the way he was standing, even Pharaoh had forgotten that he is a prisoner. Stop trying to remind everyone about your past. Wear the garment of the new season and stand gallantly. And when he was done interpreting, he said, well, let my lord Pharaoh look for a man who is discreet, appoint him over this thing. And Pharaoh said, who is that man but you? You must look like what God wants to give you. In this new season, dress like it. Talk like it. Stand where you should stand. They are summoning you in the palace. And it is not favor. The kingdom will be over without you. You will be needed in the next coming days. It is important you enter the next phase with an awareness. I might be wearing the prison's garment. I am not a prisoner. And the day he came out, he didn't come out like all others. That same day, he became a prime minister. Somebody's imagine. There are people here hiding. It is possible now for you to hide in the crowd and nobody knows. In the next 365 days, God will have so magnified his name in your life.
Amen.
That you will no longer be able to hide in any meeting. There is a door opened.
Amen.
God told me to tell you, come into awareness. You will need this level of awareness to maximize what is coming. I know there are many prophecies about the evil things that will happen, earthquakes, the bad things that will happen. But hear the voice of the Lord. There is the prophecy for Egypt. There is the prophecy for Goshen. Behold, darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the light of the Lord shall arise upon you. Put your hands on your chest again. Say, I am aware.
I know who I am.
I am not a debtor.
I know who I am.
I am not broke.
I know who I am.
Now, you know, I tell myself this again and again, that my story is not permitted to end until I sing the songs of victory. I say this every day. My story won't close. There can't be full stop till I sing the songs. Say it again.
I know
who I am.
Who I am.
Don't be that person that even God cannot help because you have refused to give up the hold. If God tells you now that there is somebody here, by this time next year, even the president will feel privileged to see you, will you believe that that can be you? With all the things you have been through, do you still believe that anything good can come out of Nazareth? I want to give you the next 2 minutes. I've told you, don't say a word except you are speaking faith. By yourself, decree the things that are your inheritance in the year 2024. Understand that when you speak, you are partnering with God in creation. Now you are speaking from a well of awareness. This is not a defeated person talking. This is someone who knows what you have. Speak from that depth of awareness. Speak from that place. Speak from that place. Amen. Now, listen, everybody. Even your words will be faulty until you see. It is as far as your eyes can see. And I'm asking the same question God asked Jeremiah. What do you see? That's the question. When you look at yourself by this time next year, what do you see? Jeremiah said, I see the shoot of an almond tree. The issue is that if care is not taken, you only see slight difference between now and then. You don't know that God can shrink a decade in one.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I'm telling you. The result of 10 years in 1 year. I'm asking you again. What do you see? When you are calling for things, it is not what you do in silence. It is what you boldly declare. We have this same spirit of faith. We hear, therefore we won't speak. It's not a prayer of silence. Another 2 minutes. Open your mouth wide. Leave the confines of... I want you to get wild. Get wild. You have the opportunity to call what you see. You have the opportunity. Get wild. You have 1 more minute. Open your mouth wide. This is what I see. Woo. Siarabaka felarabarabade. Elabarabarabarabarabara. Yeah, yeah, lava cat, lava cat, lava dabaya. Aye, gada bada 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 bada. Esi lava gada bada. Yeah, yeah. Si lava lava kumba laka. Yeah, lava lava de kente le bokai. What do you see? 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. When Israel left Egypt, give us that scripture. Take a posture, everyone. God is a, come on, take a posture. Step out of your confines. Step out of your confines. Psalms 114, give us that scripture. Step out of your confines. Safra hakeli stevlende kabai. Shepende. Look at it. Put your name there. Go back from verse 1. Psalm 114 from verse 1. From verse 1. When Femi Lazarus went out of Egypt, and my house from a people of a strange language. My house was God's sanctuary, and I am his dominion. Yes. The sea saw me and fled. Listen. In 2024, the sea saw me and fled. Death, destruction saw me coming and flee. You are not God's stepchild. He's your father. It is your inheritance. Take your stand. The sea saw me and fled. Protocols break. Jordan was driven back. And they began to advise themselves. Tremble at the presence of the God of Femi Lazarus. Tremble at his God. He carries God. He carries God. He carries God. I carry God. Somebody said, let's assume you die. Even in the realm of assumption, I don't die. He can't even make it to assumption. And let's assume you were poor. Uh-huh. You know, even in assumption. Say it again, I'm aware. Listen, stand as a man of war. There's no mystery about the year coming. God has planted seasons in it for you, and you're about to enter the best phase of your life. You are entering the season where you no longer eat bread in scarcity. I'd like for us to always cross over into the new year with me blessing the people. And this is 2 minutes to the new year. Listen, none of these words will fall to the ground. So I stretch my hands towards you. And I decree and declare, everything representing shame and reproach, it goes with 2023. Everything representing tears, everything representing harrowing labor without result, it is cut off you now. Everything that has made you hide, you are no longer confident to go to the places you should go to. The things that made you a reproach amongst your colleagues, they go with this year. I decree and I declare, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, opening up in front of you is the best season of your life. I go ahead to decree and declare, everything called death and destruction in 2024, they are edited out of your journey. Everything called death and destruction in 2024, they are edited out of your journey. Now I decree in the name of Jesus, this is the best season of your life. All the doors you have knocked and has refused to open, they open for you in this season. You step out in the presence of the Lord. The things you have tried to do that you couldn't do, receive empowerment. I call on the blessings of the Lord. It will go ahead of you and overtake you. In this season, there is a divine announcement of what God is doing in your life. Your soul is escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and you are escaped. Even if they sell death and pestilence cheaply, you will not be able to afford it. In this new season, you will not mourn. And we will not mourn over you. Your best days are here. In the name of Jesus. Your best days are here. January is sanctified for you. February is blessed. In March you are preserved. In April you will rejoice. In May you will sing. I say again, in May you will sing. In the month of June, you will testify every blessed day. In July, men will gather to rejoice with you. In the month of August, you will not be missing. In the month of August, you will not be missing. In September, you walk on your high places. In October, you dominate. In the month of November, you will laugh. By this time next year, if Jesus tarries to come, your remembrance will not be in the grave. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over every forces in this new year. They are commanded to walk in your favor. No door will refuse you. You step out with might. You will sing and you will say, this is the year I have been waiting for. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We have a new year.
Woo! God bless you.
We have a new year. Woo! Hallelujah.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME. To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.